women might carry money in.
Coin purse.
And a woman wears not a watch, but around her wrist.
Bracelet.
And little things that are strung up together around your neck.
Pearls.
You might say a what of pearls?
String.
Okay. Suppose it were beads, would you say the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. What do men hold up their trousers with, not a belt?
Suspenders.
Did you ever hear an older word for that?
I've heard them call suspenders.
Okay.
No.
What do you hold over you when it rains?
Umbrella.
And if you're making a bed, what is the top thing, the last thing you put on the bed?
Spread.
All right. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
pillow.
Did you ever see a pillow that was about twice as long as an ordinary pillow?
Yeah. You want a word for it?
You have one.
No.
Well, you might say that it doesn't go just partway across the bed. It goes...
lengthwise.
Or...
all the way.
Okay, all the way will do just fine. How about a thing that you put on the bed for warmth?
Coverlet or quilt.
Is there a difference there?
Yeah.
What's a coverlet?
Could be knitted.
And a quilt.
And a quilt would be cloth sewn together that had a kind of a insulating or stuffing.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one that's much lighter weight than a quilt and it's just puffy and it might be filled with down?
Yeah, I think that'd be a coverlet.
Okay. How about a makeshift sleeping place on the floor where children might sleep if you didn't have enough beds?
Sleeping bag?
Okay. In no older terms for that?
Mm-mm.
All right. These are questions about soil and types of land and types of bodies of water and so forth. You might say we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
Or...
fertile.
Say it again.
Fertile.
Okay. Sometimes I'm talking at the same time you are and we need to be sure your voice comes through.
Were you talking about trundle beds?
Actually, no, but what's a trundle? A trundle bed.
A trundle is a bed that pulls out from under the bottom of the big bed that a child could sleep in.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Flat, low land along a stream. This is good for planting. It will overflow in the spring, but you can plant it later.
Delta.
Okay. Low-lying grassland where nothing might grow really except grass.
Marsh.
Well, there's not really water on this, though.
Bank.
It would just raise grass or hay or clover.
I don't know, bog,
okay.
Maybe?
Okay. What about land that does have water standing in it a lot of the time, might have trees in it, nasty stuff?
Swamp.
And you said marsh. What is a marsh exactly?
I don't see the two things. I think they're different. A marsh would be low and would have marsh grass.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it would be real watery, just maybe to your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
Although the grass might be high.
Mm-hmm.
And then a swamp would be somewhere you could fish. I mean, you know, with enough water to wade in.
Is a marsh near the sea?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know names for different types of soil?
No, other than fertile or unfertile.
Okay, well, for instance, on a beach you would have...
sand.
Mm-hmm. And Georgia is famous for its red...
clay.
Okay, any others?
Buckshot.
What's that?
Real dry mud.
Is
it cakey looking because it's muddy and it dried and cracked.
Will it grow anything?